Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/ Entitled Parents, where an entitled mother physically assaults a blind woman. Our next Reddit post is from Tannerland. This evening, I was at a different church from the one that I usually attend. I had to work a longer shift than usual, so I couldn't make it to mine on time. I'm familiar with this group of believers because I went to their church school in high school. I go in, find a seat, and settle in. After the service is over, I'm walking around and talking to people who I haven't seen in a while. They're extending congratulations and asking about my pregnancy, which, when done respectfully, is fine. However, that wasn't to last. Up walks Sister Karen.
Oh my, OP, when did you get married? I didn't get an invitation to the wedding.
I wouldn't have invited Sister Karen to my wedding regardless. I said, no, Sister Karen, I'm not married yet. I had artificial insemination done to bring my little loved one to me.
Wow, OP, I didn't think you would be so stupid and not think about how selfish you are. There are so many people who are both married and who actually serve the church. You could have offered your womb to these godly folks so they could raise this child in church and in a complete home.
I was in so much shock that I couldn't form words. She pointed at my pregnant belly.
My husband and I would be happy to raise that child in a complete home. We can't have any more kids, so this is a great blessing to our family.
I said, ha ha, you got any more jokes? This is my baby. If you come near me, my child, or any other children I have, you're getting a restraining order. Then I left the conversation to keep talking to other people. On the way back to my car, she tried to pray over me to give her and her husband the innocent and unfortunate child in my womb to their household of true love. She is nuts. She has always been a nut job, but today she just took the entire cake along with the plate that it was sitting on. Some people. Our next Reddit post is from Lex Luthor. You know, it's actually sad how often this sort of thing happens. I mean, being a blind girl, I encounter ignorant people almost daily. But entitled parents represent a certain level of infamy for me. So, since my parents are at risk for COVID, I've been going shopping alone more and more often during the pandemic. Yesterday was one of those cases. Grocery shopping is a more involved process for a blind person. I have to ask a staff member to assist me. I also have my guide dog, Gumbo, inside with me. My dog alone increases the instances of bad experiences. Now, during my shopping, I always get a wide array of reactions to my dog. But one in particular occurred towards the end of my shopping. I heard loud footsteps, followed by the loud screech of,
"That doggy is so cute! Can I pet him?"
It was obviously a small child by the voice, so I prepared myself before responding that no, my dog can't be touched due to him being a guide dog. Surprisingly, the child didn't act entitled, but she seemed surprised and excited about a dog having a job. She, at least I believe it was a she, asked me a few questions and then left. I thought nothing of it and continued with my shopping. After I finished, I decided to stop by the food court on the way out for some lunch. I ordered my food, sat down, and waited. But by some cosmic gracing of bad luck, that's the exact moment that this child and their parent decided to walk close by. I heard the child tell the mother about what I told her, about how my dog is working as a guide dog, that I'm blind, and I use him to get around. The mother isn't really saying anything, but I can sort of tell by her tone and the few words that she does say that she's seeing some issue with what her daughter was told. I decided to listen in, and after the daughter finished her babbling, the mother came up to me. Now, as I said, people coming up to me is super common. I thought nothing much of it. However, the first words out of her mouth were, "Why did you tell my daughter you're blind?" Her tone was very harsh, very accusatory. I immediately knew what was coming, but as usual, I put on a smile, because I am blind. Your daughter asked me about my dog, so I explained what guide dogs are and why we use them.
You're not blind?
Excuse me? Her straight-shooting words caught me off guard.
You're not blind. My cousin is blind, so I know what a blind person is like. You shouldn't lie about that. I think you should let my daughter pet the dog. She likes dogs. It's pretty bitchy to refuse a child something like that.
My hackles rose slightly. Well, ma'am, not all blind people are the same. Just because you know a single blind person doesn't mean you know how all blind people are. And, as I already explained, your daughter can't pet my dog due to him being a seeing eye dog.
Why are you lying? Your eyes are completely fine. You're using a phone. Don't say that you're blind if you're going to show that you're not at the same time. Why would you lie about this?
Excuse me, but I'm not lying. My eyes looking fine have nothing to do with anything. Not every blind person's eyes look the same. Look, you're stressing me out. I'd rather you just left me alone.
My daughter wants to pet your dog. She's been well behaved all throughout the day, and it's more than reasonable to let her pet the dog.
I said no. I don't know why you can't just accept my answers.
You said no using that BS excuse. You're honestly starting to piss me off. I don't know who you think you are, but I happen to work for...
I don't actually remember what she said here.
And if you don't stop it, I'll get security to throw you and your fake guide dog out of here.
Now, I'm sure you get the picture. This went on for a good 5 minutes of her getting progressively more and more angry at the fact that I wouldn't let her daughter pet my dog. The daughter was actually silent throughout the whole thing. I don't really think that she even cared that much. The entitled mother, however, was another story. Eventually, she screamed out,
"That's it! I'm going to get security! If you're smart, you'll be gone by the time I get back, or you'll regret it!"
I snorted at her small fit and heard her huff and storm off. By that time, my food had arrived, so I started eating. I didn't really believe that she would go get security, but with entitled parents, you can't be sure. About, I don't know, 5 minutes or so went by of me eating. I was enjoying my fries, browsing Reddit in bliss. But, of course, she returned. I heard her stupid stomping from like 15 feet away, and I heard she was raging to, apparently, a security guard.
"Look, that's her. You see? She's sitting there with a dog. She says it's a guide dog, but she's not blind, so you have to kick her out. Dogs aren't allowed."
I sighed and removed an earbud to prepare for the incoming ordeal. A deep male voice resounded from a few feet in front of me. He sounded rather harassed. Miss, is this a service dog?" "Yes, it is. He's a seeing eye dog. I'm allowed to take him in here. I have a copy of the appropriate law if you need it." "No, that's fine. I know service dogs are allowed. This woman is saying that you aren't disabled, though. Is that true?" "No, she's just angry that I didn't let her daughter touch my dog. I honestly don't know why she cares."
"Because you're a liar. I told you, I have a blind cousin. Don't try to tell me I don't understand blind people, because I do."
I directed my attention to the security guard. I've tried to explain to her that one blind person doesn't represent all blind people, but she doesn't seem to get it. Could you please ask her to leave me alone? I just want to eat in peace. "So, you are blind?" "Yes, I am." "Can you prove it in any way?" No. How could I do that? And why?" "Well, it's just that she's saying one thing and you're saying another thing. I don't exactly know who to believe, but yeah, I see how proving you're blind doesn't really work." He spoke to the entitled parent. "Why is it exactly that you think that she's lying?"
"Are you serious? Are you thick? Look at her eyes. They're not white or cloudy like blind people's eyes are. She's literally looking at an effing phone."
Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts, and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com.
What's your response?
I sighed. Maybe her cousin has those eye symptoms, but not every blind person does. Those symptoms are caused by diseases like cataracts, which I don't have. As for the phone, devices have been accessible for the blind for years. I find it surprising that she has a cousin who's blind who doesn't know that.
No, I saw you look at the phone. You're looking at it.
I have basic light perception. I can detect light. I direct my eyes to it out of habit because that's where my hands are occupied. Look, it's not my job to educate you on what you don't know. I said to the guard, please, please just ask her to leave me alone. I don't care if she doesn't believe me, but you don't have to stand here and mediate a back and forth as if we're going to agree. I'd like her to stop talking to me and leave me in peace. I'm feeling extremely harassed.
Yeah, I get that. It's just that I can't know for sure if you're blind, so she might have a valid point.
What? This applies to every blind person. How can anyone prove that? If she has no proof that I'm lying, then shouldn't you just give me the benefit of the doubt?
I don't know. She said her cousin is blind, so she probably knows something about it.
Wow, I'm not even gonna bother. Look, if you're not going to get her away from me, then I'm just gonna leave. Thanks for failing to protect a disabled patron.
I stood up to leave, my dog getting up to guide me. I took a few steps, and I suddenly felt someone grab hold of the harness handle tightly and pull me to a stop.
Wait, I said I wanted you to let my daughter pet the dog. Then you can leave.
No, get off of my harness. Get off.
Now, understand that grabbing my harness is akin to someone taking away your eyes.
She was impeding my means of navigation, so I panicked. This has only happened to me once before, and I panicked then too. I attempted to pull my harness handle back, all the while screaming, "Get off! Let go! Help!"
And all the while, she was screaming in my ear about... Actually, I wasn't exactly listening because I was too busy screaming. But I assumed that it had something to do with her daughter. The security guard was fumbling around fairly uselessly. Eventually, another security guard hurried over, and I heard him bark out,
"What's going on here? She's taking my guide dog. Help me. She won't let go."
"No, she's supposed to let my daughter pet her dog. He said so."
I assumed that she pointed to the guard. The guard didn't respond, but the way that the conversation went, it seemed like he non-verbally indicated that he hadn't said that.
"Miss, let go of that lady's dog right now, or I'll escort you out."
"No, she's not blind. The dog isn't real. Don't just jump in and assume that you know what's going on."
By now, I'd calmed down a bit, so I said, "Please just get her off me. I want to leave. I don't feel safe. Let me leave."
"Hey, you're all right, miss. Everything's going to be fine."
I felt the woman's hand being forcibly removed from the harness handle. As soon as I was free, I immediately commanded Gumbo to lead me to the exit. We walked quickly. I heard the woman screeching loudly behind me and the man shouting, "Calm down, just stop screaming." I was still somewhat panicked, but I was able to calm myself down as I hurried towards the exit. It was so chaotic that I very nearly forgot my shopping where I left it at customer services. I left, called a taxi, and came home. It's really stuck with me for the last couple of days. But the worst part is that these types of interactions are an almost daily occurrence. Blind people are the targets of constant harassment in public. This woman just went farther by physically assaulting me. I know that I could have and should have gotten her arrested, but honestly, I was just so panicked I wanted out of that situation ASAP. So why am I telling this story? In short, spreading awareness. It's important for people to know more about the blind experience and what blind people have to deal with. It's also super important to say that if you're ever a witness to a situation like I just described, intervene. Had that second security guard not intervened for me, that situation would have been a lot worse. So I would appreciate any upvotes on this post to help spread more awareness. And I didn't even get to finish my fries. So what's so awful about this story is that even if the entitled parent was right, like obviously she wasn't right, she was completely wrong, but even if she was correct about OP lying about being blind, still she said, no, you can't pet the dog, so what's the problem? No means no. Blind or not blind, if OP said, no, you can't touch the dog, then that means no, you can't touch the dog. But, of course, the fact that OP is actually blind makes this 1,000 times worse and so much more disrespectful. And the fact that the security guard had to come up and be like, well, I'm not really sure whose side to pick here. Well, obviously, what you're supposed to do is just stop the fighting, just separate them. Like, what is this guy gonna do? Enforce dog petting? OP, I feel sorry that this happened to you. That woman was awful. And to be honest, that first security guard was incredibly incompetent. Our next Reddit post is from Emmanuel Macaroni. For starters, most of my parents were born in Yugoslavia, which is now modern-day Serbia, and migrated to the US. Now, my dad can speak English fine, but my mom has trouble speaking it, so me and my dad use Serbian most of the time. I take the bus to school, and of course there's a bunch of people who take the bus. I get in, pay, and take my seat. About 2 stops later, the bus stops at a train station, and then comes the entitled parent with her kid in one hand. They get on the bus, pay, and take the 2 seats across from me. Everything was fine for the first few minutes, and nothing was going on. I decided to call my dad to let him know that I was almost at school, and we spoke in Serbian. Once the conversation finished, the entitled mother's kid tried to get my attention, and the conversation went like this.
What were you saying?
I was just talking to my dad.
You talk funny.
Oh, that's because we were speaking in our language. At this point, the entitled mother joined the conversation.
Well, your language isn't what we all speak around here. We speak English, and you will too.
Ma'am, my family isn't from here. We're from...
I don't care where you're from. English is what we speak, so speak it.
I understand that you speak English, but my family has a hard time speaking it, so I'd rather use our language so they can understand me. Besides, what we're talking about is of no use to you.
Why can't you damn Russians get the hint that your language isn't what we want to hear you speak? If you can't speak English, then just go back to Russia. We would do better without you commies all over our land.
First of all, ma'am, my family is Serbian. Second, we're not communists. And third, it's not a crime to speak another language.
This is America, and we speak English, so do it or go back to your own damn country.
At this point, I just put in my earbuds and let her go on. The bus was almost at my stop, so I got up, and before I walked off the bus, I looked at the lady and told her,
Ti velika kuko,
which is Serbian for, you big bitch. The face she gave me was priceless. I don't know what it is about getting cursed out in another language. It's weird because it feels worse than getting cursed out in English. If someone says, you know, screw you, you asshole, in English, then... I guess because you hear that thing so often, it kind of like rolls off your back. It's not a big deal. But when someone says what you know must be a curse word to you in another language, it like feels worse, right? Am I making this up? I mean, it's a feeling that I have. If someone cursed me out in another language, then I would feel worse. But I've never actually heard that expressed anywhere else. So I'm assuming that this experience that I'm having is true for everyone. But if someone said to me, Ta velika kuko, I'd be like, I would want to remember it. So I could look it up, even though it's just, you know, you big bitch. It's not a big deal. It's not like a wound to the heart, you know? It's just a pretty standard curse. So am I wrong about this? Am I the only person who feels this way? Or do most people think that being cursed out in a language that you don't understand feels a lot worse? Down in the comments, we have this story from Unconfirmed Rooster. So I'm part Italian, and I used to talk to my grandparents in Italian. One day, an entitled woman starts yelling at my grandmother to speak English. Without batting an eye, my grandmother turned to her and said, F you, is that better? Oh, the look that we got. That was r/entitledparents, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.